You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to Wisdom of the Ancients webinar series. I'm your host, Ian Shelley. Thank you so much for being here in this amazing space. Thanks for bringing your energy. Thanks for bringing your vibration to the community. This series of Wisdom of the Ancients is about vessels of love, light, and service. So may we all be open to receiving any messages that the divine has for us today, so we become a true offering and do our part to help raise the collective consciousness for all beings in all realms. And the Wisdom of the Ancient series is about ancient wisdom, about what was once known, what was once remembered, might be forgotten now, ancient practices, knowledge, and wisdom, not only from our own planet, but from other worlds, galaxies, realms, and dimensions too. And right now, we call in the ancient ones to support us today, to open our hearts. So let me introduce our next guest to you. Danielle Rama Hoffman is a divine transmitter and scribe of ancient and innovative wisdoms for the purpose of elevating consciousness and inspiring personal growth. She is a leader in the shift into unity consciousness, living from joy, purpose, and prosperity as divine creator beings. Danielle supports spirit-centered light workers, visionaries, coaches, and personal growth enthusiasts to access their inner divinity, and is the award-winning author of The Council of Light and The Temples of Light. So it gives me great joy to welcome Danielle to the show. Welcome, Danielle.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm delighted to be here and honored and blessed and really overflowing with appreciation for this beautiful community and co-creation. Thank you.
Beautiful to have you here. So everyone, today Danielle will be talking about divine expansion with light beings. So you're going to be exposed to Thoth. Danielle's going to be channeling Thoth. So I know all of you are looking forward to that. You'll learn how to shift out of outdated ways of acting from fear, being restrained by self-consciousness, and hiding your brilliance. You'll learn all about living in unity consciousness and reclaiming your birthrights as a light being incarnate to partner with light beings in light. So let me ask you this, Danielle. You know, starting with light beings of light and partnering with light beings of light, I'm going to ask you about partnering with light beings. But before I do that, in your experience and in your field, who are you referring to when you refer to light beings?
Yes. Well, they're in the description that you were just sharing of what we're going to explore. From my experience, there are the light beings incarnate, which are like you and me that have incarnated onto the Earth Star, and then the light beings in light, which are ascended masters, guides, angels. Really depends on an individual's orientation, whom they may connect to as light beings. And so really through the partnering with the light beings, my awareness of us has shifted and evolved to really be recognizing that we are also divine beings and incarnate. So, yeah, I felt like addressing both sides, both responses, sets the stage very well for what we're up to.
And regarding partnering, you know, we can collaborate with light beings, but what have you found, what are some of the ways that we can do that, some of the tools that we can use to actually partner with light beings to help us on our path to enlightenment?
Yes, well, as there's the subject of divine expansion with light beings, really recognizing that we are the divine beings and we are the divine, and so how we expand evolves from how we may have expanded previously, in the sense that we may have expanded previously through separation consciousness or lack of fear or doubt. And now, as the evolution in consciousness is happening, has happened, there really is the opportunity to reach into new or innovative tools, although partnering with light beings isn't necessarily new. And so, to me, partnering with light beings, before going into how to do that, there really is the context of perhaps why or what the benefit of it is. And how it can really be a stance or a way of living that is very much anchored in co-creation and also the infinite possibility to live from our higher self, from our inner guidance, and to be accessing that level of connection in a space, in a place that's ongoing. So we don't have to go into the cave to meditate or into a quiet space necessarily. It can also become a part of our daily lives. So for me, I've been consciously partnering with light beings, although it kind of happened spontaneously. My first experiences with light beings probably in 1993, but really consciously as a daily way of living for 20 years. And so a lot of expansion happens through that. And so I think that is a place to start as to what are the benefits and why, and how can it help, and how can it change our way of living, to be really tuned in and tapped in on that level, because we're not alone and we have so much support. And that, in terms of the tool or the stance, is really coming from the place of equality that the Council of the Light Beings often say, that we're coming together light being to light being or divine to divine, that it also is an evolution in consciousness or a revolution in relationships from that sense that the guide knows better for us than we know for ourselves, or giving away the power to the guide or the hierarchy or the intercessor, or having a priest or somebody else have that direct connection to the divine, to really be reclaiming it. So to me, the first tool, which has many, many, many steps within it, is honoring that we come to the altar of the heart from that 50-yard line, from that place of equality, and also from that place of responsibility, the ability to respond and to discern and to co-create from a place of equality.
Yeah, you really make an outstanding point that's really very poignant. Divine to divine, I think sometimes we forget our divinity and we constantly look outside of ourselves. What you're speaking about really is the embodiment of our own divinity as well, in that partnership of equality. So beautiful, beautiful, and just a really, really wonderful reminder of really the consciousness that has been available and is available if we just drop into that understanding. Yeah, so beautiful. Let me ask you this, Danielle. In terms of the partnership, is it something that maybe the visual is, you know, our guides and all the ascended masters who are here, the light beings who are here to partner with us, are they waiting for us to initiate? Are they nudging us? Are they sending us signs saying, you know, Ian, you know, we're here for you, and are they waiting for me to initiate or us to initiate, or how does that work in your experience?
Yeah, well, that's a really beautiful question, for it points to really the flow of a partnership, and that there is a choice or a desire, that this is a free will universe. So we all have our conscious choice and free will, and that there isn't assertion. So it's not that the guides step in, or that's the basis of equality. That's the basis of this partnership of really at the 50-yard line. And so just like any relationship or partnership, that excitement, that desire, that choice to engage is essential. And at the same time, there are also, in my experience, synchronicities or signposts along the way, or magic that happens. And in my example, I went to horseback riding camp when I was 9 years old. And then fast forward 20 years or maybe less than that, then I connected with Toth, who was really who's my primary divine partner as a light being. And so that was already in place long before from my awareness of this lifetime. So that individuals are tuning into this conversation right here, right now, is one of those signposts that says, hey, maybe this is in response to your asking, in response to your calling. Maybe you already have an experience with light beings. Maybe there is that desire to really feel the support that's available and to move out of that sensation of trying to do it all on our own. So I would say that it is a partnership, and that just like getting to know anyone, it does take some initiation on our part, and really that desire. And then in my experience, the light beings are there to divinely match us and to really partner with us from that space of divine to divine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's really a collaboration, but could you give some examples of, you know, mm-hmm. ways where someone can really, you know, I'm going to use the word benefit, but can use really benefit from that collaboration, from the partnership, as opposed to quote unquote going it alone.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and there's also the recognition of the unique connection that one has, meaning that it may be that someone is choosing to access a deeper partnership with their own inner guidance or their higher self or their divine self. And it may be that there's a desire to connect directly to source, to the divine, God, Goddess, Great Spirit, all that there is. And then there may be an affinity to certain light beings from Venus or from different realms, like the fifth dimensional felines or whales or dolphins. So there usually is a synergy between an individual and who it is that we are and the light beings that are available to support us. So it may be the elements. So just being really clear about that, that the way that it is for me is not necessarily how it's going to be for everyone tuning in. And so that recognition of the synergy and that match and that choice. And then in terms of how it can be developed, that also in some ways is contingent on who the guides are, who the council is, and what the individual's purpose is. So that there is the recognition of kind of the boxes being ticked on all levels, where there is a synergy or compatibility, and then that choice, that desire. And so one of the simplest ways is to really ask and to ask to meet your guides, your council, and to then really allow that space to see what your awareness is, to see what you notice. And that also begins to uncover what the signature language is of how you connect with the energies that are available. And, you know, I know for me over the years, it also was like just getting to know a friend, of really having the space and the intention and the desire, and that it can be different ways of connecting. It can be through meditation, or it can be through automatic writing. It can be kind of this question and answer. It can be, hey, I've got this thing that I'm doing, and can you add support or amplify the synchronicities leading up to this now moment. So there can be different different ways of engaging, and that really is unique. Just like with certain friends may decide to go to the opera or love going to the beach or having picnics or going hiking. So it also really depends on what your affinities are, what your preferences are, what you like, what you don't like. And since my entry point into connecting with guides was really through the Egyptian pantheon, and I love that the example of the Egyptian pantheon from the awareness of like each god or goddess has divine qualities. And so we get to know ourselves as a divine and get to know the gods and goddesses and those qualities in digestible pieces. So Thoth is the god of infinite knowledge and keeper of the Akashic records and architect, healer, scribe. And so there's an affinity with communication. Whereas Isis is the goddess of love and midwifery and healing and magic. And so forming a partnership with Isis can also be based on a desire to have more of that love or more of that magic or to connect with crystals. So there's usually some kind of lock and key or some kind of connection that's based on our purpose, based on which guides are available to really be connecting to that level. And then there can be groups that come in. So my primary partnership is with Toves, and I also work with a wider Council of Light, that there are thousands of light beings. And yet for me, Toves is the access point, like a carrier oil, and then the individual guides that come in are like essential oils that go into that, go into that blend.
Oh, wonderfully, wonderfully put. And I'm gonna reference back to what you mentioned a few minutes ago, about 10 minutes ago or so, regarding, you know, making this partnership part of your daily life versus, you know, maybe sporadic instances throughout the day or even, you know, throughout the week, just making it part of your daily life, truly, truly embodying that. I think that so many people on this call, that would be a desired state, to truly embody that partnership and have that divine partnership, divine to divine partnership, you know, throughout the day, where you have the awareness, you have the presence of mind, and you've dropped into your heart enough to actually continue and be aware of your life being partner. So beautiful. I can just see this beautiful relationship emerging that I think many people would really enjoy having on many levels. And speaking of that, I'm interested, and I'm sure others are too, about how you came to meet Thoth. And then if you wouldn't mind sharing a little bit about your own relationship, because after this, Danielle, I know that you are a channel of Thoth and others, but I'd love to have you share with the group some channeled messages from Thoth or whatever's coming through. But if you wouldn't mind first, tell us about how you met Thoth and how you became light being partners.
Yes, well, I started the story of kind of positioning the horseback riding camp I went to, and then the same women that taught me how to ride ended up being my Reiki teachers, and one of the women was a part of the lineage of Toves through Nikki Scully, and Nikki had a weekend workshop on Sekhmet, the lioness goddess. And so I took a workshop with her in 1996 and had had all these awakenings already. I was a massage therapist. I'd been a counselor. I was doing Reiki and energy healing. Yet I hadn't really had a real connection to my guides. And so it was actually Sekhmet that brought me back to the connection to Egypt. And I also didn't have really a love of Egypt when I was a kid or any of those kinds of things. So to me, it was saying yes, following the energy, saying yes, noticing what was in my environment, and just continuing to follow the energy. And so then I received transmission into the lineage of Tov with Mickey Scully, and since then have really come to be a keeper of the lineage of Tov, of Ascended Mastery lineage of Tov. So it's kind of evolved, and that partnership had been a real switch for me, and I think this is kind of an interesting thing to share. From where I had taught others work for a long time, I had a massage school and taught massage, or I taught Reiki, or I taught alchemical healing, to then have this direct connection with Tov and bringing in bodies of work directly with him. And that Egyptian Pantheon course was like an early on example, which I think was really informative, because if I was connecting to the goddess Hathor, the goddess of bliss and sensuality, and she didn't want to have a meeting where we sit down and kind of hash things out. She was like, let's go for a walk or get a massage or eat something yummy. So that's also the tying back into the correlation of the energies. And so I know not everyone on this call is necessarily choosing to have a contribution in this professional way, although there are also many that are. Yet the connection can really be in that way to receive guidance on demand, to have that crystal clarity. I can see all sides of things, so that's a gift and a talent that I have. And having the direct connection and the partnership also helps with greater decisiveness and lasering in and clarity. So there can be so many individual ways, and it's really tuning into how it is for others. So for me, it's been something that was a part of my past, the synchronicity, and now my partnership with those is in full bloom, and I create programs and make decisions and download email copy and, you know, all that kind of stuff, really from that place.
And there's a practical aspect to this as well, but it's a practical aspect that is the word that's coming to me is ordained by the divine, right? Because of your partnership with the light being, whatever you do, you know, the emails that you write, for example, it's practical, but it's ordained by the divine. It's rooted in divine consciousness. Yeah, beautiful. So beautiful.
Okay.
Well, if you're willing, we'd love to have you take us through or channel Tov.
So if
it's a good time, please.
Yes. And inviting you to tune into your signature energy, to your free will and conscious choice, your desire to connect, and to really choose from this multidimensional transmission to be tuning into what's yours to be and do and have, nothing more, nothing less. And this is Tov with an expanded council of light moving more into the forefront of this divine transmission. We are delighted to be communing and co-creating in this way, for this truly is a multidimensional interactive conversation. Even if we are the ones that are verbalizing in this now moment, you are also in the simultaneity of transmitting and receiving. That is one of the gifts of partnering in that divine-to-divine way, for we are with you and see you in your totality, not just what you are saying or seeing or doing, yet really in the full multidimensional breadth of who it is that you are. So we would begin by bringing in the topic of this conversation, which is divine expansion with light beings, and the positioning of what Danielle has shared and with you, Ian, thus far around light beings and who we are and the partnering is there, yet we would fold in the divine expansion. And the Tri is also moving more into the forefront. And the Tri is a group of light beings from the fully realized divine birth. So from the energy of accessing all that could be so that it becomes all that is. And the divine expansion, what we call the divine expansion project, really acknowledges and recognizes that expanding the divine, you as the divine, in the ways that you used to expand are outdated and the reaching for new ways of being. So in separation consciousness or the old paradigm, there was a lot of expansion that happened from lack, from fear, from doubt, from confusion, from survival. And now there isn't as much momentum or expansion as you as a divine being from that. You've repeated that again and 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 again. So there's less to be garnered. And we're not saying that in any kind of a judgmental way or that you've done anything wrong, because that's the beautiful thing about being incarnated during this evolution in consciousness, that you had one set of tools and those have fallen away and now new ones are required. And that really is the subject to us of this conversation right here, right now, is expanding the divine expansion in new ways. And those new ways are absolutely bespoke and tailored to you as the individual, and they reside within you. So that's great news, and then it also brings up a bit of the conundrum of how is it that you access what resides within you that you have access to. And so that's where we can help, and the partnership can help, and there really can be this communing. And rather than the idea of having one leader in consciousness, we have the perspective that each of you are consciousness leaders. You are leaders, pioneers, innovators. And so it's not about one individual leading. It really is a co-created community, which this is a beautiful example of. And then each individual being in your sovereignty with access to what's true for you and bringing your piece of the puzzle. So we speak about this in the Tablets of Light book, that there is the idea that, let's say you're going on a hike and you have something in your backpack. Maybe you have a lantern and it's broad daylight out. It doesn't make any sense to you, your lantern. Yet when you arrive at the destination of the picnic, in this example, and everyone else who's on this hike arrives there as well, and each of you start unpacking what you have in your backpack, then it makes sense. One has a lantern. One has the plates. One has the food. One has the water. So how much of what it is that you've been carrying all along in this lifetime didn't make sense until you come together in community, and not only community with other light workers or beings such as yourself on the Earth Star, but also coming into greater community with the expanded light being realm. And what frequencies and vibrations from across the multiverse or the divine birth are you actually calling in that are those tools that will expand you as the divine? So we are delighted to be here, and that's what we would open with, really the recognition of what is going to be rocket fuel now for your divine expansion is different than it was. And that's what we would later on in conversation have a process about, of how to really be leaning into those tools and to be accessing them. And we're happy to respond to any question that you may have in this now moment, or for you to direct or guide us from here.
Thank you. Beautiful. Yeah, it's just wonderful to have that guidance and those enlightened messages come through. So thank you, Danielle, for being a vehicle of those beautiful messages for humanity. Yeah, so we'll have another channeling session in just a little while. But, you know, we spoke earlier about tools to help people, and I wanted to take this opportunity now to go through what you've put together for the community in terms of what we can use to utilize to help align with the divine frequency or frequencies. And so if you don't mind, I think this is a great time to share with everyone what your offer is, because it has a lot of tools, so to speak, that people can use to align with the divine and really help connect with their own light being partners. So everyone, we're going to have Danielle take us through her offer right now, and then after this, we are also going to go ahead and have another session with Danielle, a longer session where there will be more channeling. So that's going to be a little bit later. Won't be too long. So make sure that you're on for that. But for now, if you go to Danielle's interview page, so if you're on the webcast, you'll see the orange button below her photograph, and that'll say offer. So click on that orange button, and it'll take you to a page that says 7 keys to align with your divine frequencies. And if you're not on the webinar page and you want to follow along right now, you can type in wotasummit.com. That's wotasummit.com/S. That's the letter S, the number 3, and then Danielle, which is D-A-N-I-E-L-L-E, D-A-N-I-E-L-L-E, and it's all lowercase. So wotasummit.com/S3, and then Danielle, all lowercase. Of course, you'll get this link a little bit later tonight as well as over the weekend if you're not able to view this. But if you're wanting to follow along visually, this is your opportunity. So, Danielle, if you wouldn't mind, tell us what's in your 7 keys to align with your divine frequencies offer.
Yeah. So the align with your divine frequencies with Toth and Languages of Light offer includes the 7 keys to dial into your divine frequencies with really light language key code transmission. So the first part of the offer is 7 days of daily light language, and there can be an example of light language if that's something that's new for someone when we come back to the channeling. And really, the language of light is an example of one of these innovative tools that, as we are really tuning into the language of light, there is a lot that transpires in a short amount of time. So sometimes a few words of light language can hold volumes of books, and it really is a frequency and a vibration. So the first part is a 7-day journey into the 7 light language key codes to be dialing into the divine frequency. And the divine frequency really has so many benefits. As you're tuning into your divine frequency, then that shifts everything. It is, in my opinion, a primary key to actualization or manifestation or greater joy or health, of really accessing the full multidimensionality that we have. So each of the light language key codes unlocks a unique access to your infinite self, and really supports that shift of where you're coming from to be coming from the infinite self. And then there is also the Cosmic Source Code's personalized 72-hour energy vortex, which is a remote energy transmission that's really customized or personalized with your higher self and Toth and the light beings to be supporting having an environment of seeping more in the divine frequencies. And this is also circling back to what was said earlier, that there are these frequencies and vibrations that aren't on the Earth Star, and that those, your connection to the cosmos can be a key to that. And so you may have a sense of those galactic cosmic codes or frequencies or vibrations or light beings that you connect with that have these innovative tools. So this customized 72-hour energy vortex is an environment. And that's something that Toth and the council often speak about, is that having environments is what we're really looking for, having environments that encourage us to be more of who it is that we naturally are. And then we can unpack what it is that we have within us. So that Cosmic Source Code personalized 72-hour energy vortex is really a beautiful way to shift out of the outdated ways of separation consciousness and really being in the full remembrance of your divine origin, of your multidimensional self.
Mm. Wow, beautiful. I can almost feel the energy of that already. I think there's some of that in the group right now. But just speaking about that, I can tell that would be a very, very powerful transmission.
Yeah, and it's an example too of really the shift and the evolution that we've moved beyond time and space. That this gathering that we're having right now can happen with each of you from all over the world, tuning in at different time zones, that we are energy beings, we're divine beings. So leaning into those tools that are not only practical or efficient because we can tune in on demand or in our own timing, yet also then that begins to practice more relating to ourselves as energy beings. So the next part of the package is really a video transmission with Toth that can be accessed on demand that's dedicated to actualizing full alignment with your divine self. So there's more of these light language codes. And this transmission is also really supporting a deeper connection to your divine lineage. So that's something that has kind of been hinted at in the conversation, that you have not only your ancestral lineage, yet also a divine lineage or an affinity to certain frequencies or vibrations. This is Isis is connected to love, and Toth is connected to wisdom. And so really connecting more deeply to your divine lineage. And then there's also a 60-minute audio recording to journey with Toth to meet yourself as the embodied light being. And this was professionally recorded at a weekend with Toth live event in Sedona in 2017. And so there's a sneak peek into that realm and really connecting with yourself from that stance. Because the divine to divine is not only with the light beings, but also moving out of any victim or victimizer, that old paradigm that you may have within your own system, to really be coming from that stance of equality. And then supporting you to sing the song that you came here to sing. And then there's an integration audio, which is the beautiful thing with all this light language and also with everyone choosing to really be on an accelerated path, having a few tools to integrate. And that's one of the things that I love about this offer, is there's a combination of like longer transmissions and then shorter ones, so that you can tune into 7-minute light language transmission quickly, or this light language integration audio is kind of a reboot, and then go deeper with the longer ones. And I actually just listened to this one recently because I don't always remember. And it was so beautiful, because the team was like, well, it's much easier to integrate when you only integrate what's yours to be and do and have, nothing more, nothing less. So there's also really this freedom to be so dialed into your divine frequency that is what is illuminating or shining the light on what it is that you're, what it is that you're integrating. Because if we try to go to a buffet and integrate everything, then that's not going to be very easy to digest. But if we go to the buffet and we're very clear, this is mine to be and do and have, then integrating that becomes much easier. So that's just one of the key parts of that integration audio. And then there's also a $300 Divine Dollars gift certificate to apply towards the Weekend with Toast 9 Stargates of the Galactic Scribe online event that's in January. So really also multi-sensory, with this being combination of audio, video, and energy vortex.
Beautiful. Wow. So this package, would you recommend it for anyone who is seeking to establish a greater connection with their light being partners?
Yes, and as you're asking that question, there's really kind of like some of what we spoke about earlier of what are the benefits of aligning with your divine frequency with chosen, with light languages. And so I would recommend it also to really be pivoting into creating with some of the capacities that we have as multidimensional beings that can create greater magic, synchronicity, clarity, manifestation. That one of the key points to me of actualizing or creating our life of our dreams is really about frequency and our divine frequency. And so there's a recommendation as well of what happens when you align with your divine frequency, and there's a greater flow, there's a shift out of the struggle or forcing or hard work, is some of what Toast is starting to speak about with the divine expansion of the old ways of being, and then a leaning into creating through frequency, through vibration, through being tapped into source, for having that as a stance that no matter what, that's the primary priority, to not leave source because X, Y, and Z is happening, yet really having that solid connection. And then there's greater confidence, there's greater clarity, there's more joy and abundance. And yeah, the light language is just also super fun, and I love that as well, because it circumvents the mind and really allows there to be this bath in the language of light, which we all speak from my perspective. Like, we're speaking all the time. We're speaking to one another through frequency and vibration. And so these languages of light also spark a remembering of our origin and our divine selves.
Beautiful. Thank you. Well, thank you for that very, very special offer. That's it's a generous offer, and it's certainly a wonderful offer for anyone who's looking to connect more deeply with your light being partners. So beautiful there, a combination of light language and videos and audios, and beautiful. As well as if you're looking to go deeper with Danielle, that gift certificate is also part of this package, so that you can take advantage of a substantial discount if you're looking to work deeper with Danielle as part of that event. Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for making that available to our community. We are very, very grateful to you. So now, Danielle, we alluded to you doing another transmission, another channeling of Toast. And if the timing is right, we'd love for you to channel Toast again for us.
Yes, beautiful. So before bringing them in, just asking you to really stoke the fire of your desire. If you could have anything from this divine transmission, what would that be? If you could look back on this conversation and it was one that really created all the difference in your world a year from now or 5 years from now or 10 years from now or 7 lifetimes from now, where would we go? What would we address? And I'm bringing that forward to really acknowledge that this is an interactive co-creation, and your desire also in response to that is what comes through. So that may be something specific that you're calling upon, and it may be a vibration or a divine quality that you're choosing to embody more fully, like peace or joy or abundance. This is Toast with the Tri and an intergalactic council of light that are moving more into the forefront of this divine transmission. The path of the Venus light beings of light are present in response to really the first question that's being broadcasted from the group field, which is about being who it is that you are unapologetically, unbridled, that there is this desire to be the most concentrated, full-on version of yourself, not in any way that you are striving to be something larger than you or what's out of your reach, yet really, if you are a strawberry, that you are the most sun-ripened, juiciest, succulent strawberry. And the path of the Venus light beings are present with the mission to really move out of any self-consciousness of who it is that you are, because you are unique. You are what could be called weird or out of this world, and to embrace the difference of you. For the difference of you is what makes all of the difference. So where is it that you have desired to be something that you're not, or that you've looked at another and compared yourself and come up wanting or in that more or less than another, circling back to the principle of our divine partnering being based on equality or divine to divine? And what if there could be the full claiming of who it is that you be, so that you are really, if you are a bicycle, you're not sitting in the garage, you are out on a trail, if you're a mountain bike, and you're going up and down the bumps with glee. So the path of the Venus light beings are placing a vibrational package on the altar in this now moment for you to tune into, if it's yours to pick up or not. That really has to do with coming into alignment with the uniqueness of you. That a lot of separation consciousness or survival consciousness said it, you have to hide out, go under the radar, play small. And so the path of the Venus light beings are bringing forward the frequency to recognize that it's also much more safe in unity consciousness, safe and unsafe evolves in how you understand it, because you are a light being. You cannot be destroyed. And we do know that your body and all of that, there is safe and unsafe. So we're not saying there's not safe and unsafe yet. It evolves. Really being you is not only a way to amplify what it is that you're creating in your life, yet it also is why you came here to sing your song, to express what you came here for. So the path of the Venus light beings of light have no experience with shame or holding back. In their star group, there is a full shining of the brilliance that each individual has. And that's where the richness comes, the co-creation comes. So as we were tuning into the group field, that was really the first question. How is it that I can move out of hiding, holding back, being ashamed, doubting, diluting, being self-conscious, and aligning with your divine frequency is one of the ways that you do that, and also tapping into calling upon the path of the Venus light, beings of light, if you choose to really support you with that particular piece. And there's also the Venus ray of opulent bliss, which ties very much into the topic of expanding the divine expansion, and what expands the divine is coming from new ways of being. So what if you could expand from opulent bliss, from overflowing nourishment of opulent bliss? Yes. So that is the first question and group reading from the field. And Ian, is there a particular question or direction or invitation that's coming to you to bring forward for us to address? Because there are infinite possibilities that are available to us in this now moment, and we're asking to really be in the frequencies that are simultaneously the highest contribution possible and the most efficient and expansive.
Thank you for inviting the question. The question that is coming through is, how can we remove or integrate or move beyond that which is preventing us from truly embodying higher realms of consciousness?
Yeah. And we would respond in light language and invite you each to imagine that you can go into your DNA and put flags or into your Akashic records, even if you're not sure what that is or how to do it, a part of you knows, to really just be flagging and tagging what you perceive as that which is holding you back. And so we would bring in some light language to support that evolution. Anoi manka toi kisanka o hanasti kostiwa kania non kutia. We often, and we're translating the light language in this instance, we often speak about including the slower vibration as rocket fuel for your evolution in consciousness. And in order for them to be included as rocket fuel, the fuel needs to be in the rocket. So allowing this light language transmission here to include back into the oneness, back in the wholeness, back into the source from which it came, anything that you're using to separate from you. You have tried clearing. You have tried to get rid of it. You are pure light and energy. It is not about getting rid of these blocks or even overcoming them. It is asking them to evolve to their next evolution in consciousness, and taking them from being an illuminated state, in an illuminated state or turned on state, back into the wholeness, back into oneness, so that they stop taking up as much space as they currently had had. Hinanaman kushti wasakati kanani katokushta hikanihinaman katikasti wakasti. So take a few moments. What if you had 5 seconds to gather all the rocket fuel that you've been accumulating from every time that you stopped yourself or gone into lack of separation. And in these 5 seconds, as you're collecting all this rocket fuel and you're putting it in the rocket, noticing you know where it all is. You have all the proof, all the file cabinets, everything tagged and flagged in your DNA, and it's all gathered. And now we're inviting you, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, to put it in the rocket fuel of your own inner knowing. Now inviting you to tune into yourself beyond the third dimension as a vessel of light. That is one of the topics of this beautiful gathering. You are a vessel of light. You speak the languages of light and frequency. You have a contribution to bring to this beautiful evolution in consciousness. The protective mechanisms that you use to stop yourself have the same higher purpose as the part of you that's choosing to put on the gas. Now this is the try that is moving more to the forefront from the fully realized divine verse. Hushti hana nushtiwa kati hankushtiwa kastaya hankati ika ano ni kashtiwa kashtiwankati. We are stewarding the divine expansion project hukushtiwankatiwa kushtiwa together. You have access to many beings of light from across the multiverse. And we would bring in some light language pretty rapidly here. And this is to, for the higher purpose, if you choose to pivot even more into expanding in new ways. What if you could expand rather than from struggle? What if you could expand from bliss? What if you could expand rather than trying to figure out a problem with a long pros and cons list? What if you could expand from just knowing, K-N-O-W, you just know the next step? What if you could pivot from really the creating everything out of nothing? You are alchemists. You know how to create gold out of straw. Yet what if you had the gold already and you were positioned in such a beautiful and resourced way? So this is the first time that we've done this, and this is in response to your asking and your calling, not only as an individual, a part of this group field, yet the group field. So we are going to bring in individual light language readings or scripts in a long succession. So it's reminding Danielle of like Santa's book of what each individual child has requested, and then reading your name and what it is that you've requested. So, or a little bit like a dictionary. So some of this will apply to you as an individual and then also as a group. And again, we're inviting you to pick up what's yours, you're the key. So we'll bring this through rather quickly and inviting you to take some breaths. We're bringing in a lot in a short amount of time because that is what it is that you've been asking for. You're not here to just have another beautiful transmission that doesn't make a permanent shift in your life. You're here for that permanent shift in your life, and we're here to partner with you to actualize it. So, Danielle, this is for you. Ian, this is for you. This is for Australia. Akushiwa Kasiwa Ku Ukushiwa Ankati Ankutu Ukushi. Those of you tuning in from the what would have been called the Ukraine, Kasiwa Katankati Kastakatiya, Katiwa Eastern European countries, so Ukushiwa Katankati Ankutu Ushi, Minan and Amankatiwa Kastia, Hakatiya, and as we're naming countries on the Earth Star, we're also inviting you to tune into your divine lineage. Where is it that you live and the acupuncture needle that you're being in this now moment for the Earth Star's evolution? How does that relate to the cosmos? The South and the United States. Anywhere where any of you live, where you touch water, that could be a pond, a lake, a pool, an ocean. He kasta kata uktim bo ukustanga in hanama aniesta hasiwa so ukushihi in ananama siwa kasti. And especially for those of you that live in a highly populated, concentrated area like big cities, this is for you. Kushiki in ananamana hasihi esi o usiwa aka usihi ka ana usiwa asi ukushiwa akatiwa kastiwa kasti. Hakasiwi in ananamana nimu ninamana nimu shivati ipu hushiki in ananamisa ukushiwa. And we're also addressing any sense of loneliness or feeling like you need to do it alone with that. And we would wind this down with some light codes for divine support. Hika no ika nista wakati hakushti wakati ananania. This year is a positioning year. And you are positioning yourself with you, by you, for you, for what is to come. Next year is a divine support year. So we're bringing in positioning for divine support. Inviting you to pick up what's yours, nothing more, nothing less. Asking to integrate this like a time-release vitamin that you can absorb in the perfect now moment while you dream, while you are in the shower, while you're eating a meal, while you're at work or with friends or family. And inviting you to call upon us, if you choose, to create a direct connection with us. All is light, and we are all.
Beautiful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for that beautiful divine transmission. Thank you, Danielle, for being the conduit of truth.
You're welcome. My
pleasure. Yeah, that really, I felt personal messages in that, and I think a lot of people in the community listening also felt those personal messages. This was very, very special. So we certainly thank you, and Toth, we thank you and the council for bringing us this light language through Danielle to really impact and change lives. So thank you, thank you. Danielle, thank you so much for being here. It's been wonderful having you on the show, just experiencing your energy, and we are in deep gratitude for you sharing with us and enlightening us today. Thank you so much for being here.
You're welcome, and much love and appreciation for your contribution and the contribution for everybody on the call. It's really something we do together.
Yeah. Thank you so much. And to all you beautiful shining lights for listening today and listening to the replay, thank you for being here. Thank you for being part of the community. We thank Divine Mother, Divine Father. We thank Mother Earth and Father Sun. We thank the Ancient Ones. We give thanks to Toth. We thank the beautiful divine beings of love, light, power, and service. Thank you, everyone. Much love. Bye now. See you again.